guy, Nick, what's up?
Not much. I think Thans is raising his hand to get added as well.
I have invited him already. He must be able to see the accept button at the top of the screen. Awesome. Thans, welcome.
Yeah, sorry about that. Kind of due to like the Discord chat. But yeah, happy to be here.
No problem. So welcome, guys. Welcome, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining us for today. We'll quickly start with, a formal introduction.
Sure. So my actual name is Mike. My middle name is Alfonso, which is why I have the name Thans, the ENS Thans. Okay. I was a software engineer before starting GM. My brother and I, Magoo, whose his real name is Matt, I just doxed him. We were both software engineers, and but at traditional like Web2 companies, but we had been in crypto for several years, and people have been talking about decentralized social media for years, right? You had really smart people like Nabal and Balaji, like talking about decentralized social media, and there's been like a few attempts, but we felt like nobody had really built a good version yet, or at least one that we wanted to see. So this was around April. We started like kind of like brainstorming like what this might look like, and then we kept getting more and more excited about the idea, and then we went full time on it in September, and then we've just kind of been we've been writing all the code, and then Nick came in. Nick and I were friends when we lived in New York, and he has been helping a lot with like the community and product stuff, and Matt and I have been writing all the code, and the first like 2 months were kind of like grinding, and like it was mostly like just our friends using it. And then in like the last month and a half or so, we've had like a serious uptick in like people who are just like interested in it. And that's just how we ended up here today.
Awesome. Nick?
Yeah, my actual name is Nick. Couldn't get the ENS of my name because someone has it and is holding it hostage. I have a background in finance and Web2 product development. I've informally been in crypto since about 2015, 2016. Dabbled around some entrepreneurial stuff, live streaming, music side of things. Saw the NFT wave coming in hard and kind of just needed to go all in. Found myself working in crypto shortly thereafter at a firm called Third Prime. We're investing in all things crypto right now. And then kind of around the same time, Mike and Matt were getting started on GM. I was just plugged in talking to them about it, from the very early stages. Got really excited about the V1 of the platform. And, we were having a lot of fun on there, kind of making memes and just talking through product stuff. And then kind of to Mike's point, there was a tweet storm by one of the early users that Mike happened to recruit. And, the rest is kind of history from there in terms of the user base and how the product has grown.
Definitely decentralized social media has been in the talks, and a lot of the thought leaders, or you can say the industry leaders who have been driving the industry towards the adoption, right? They have been talking about decentralized social media, and overall I think social media has been a part of our journey since, even if you look at Web2, right? There are still people, the majority of, user base today also uses social media in some other way, right? And I think it has a big influence in our life. And I think having a decentralized social network would be probably a game changer in terms of adoption. And I'm really excited about it. Going towards the next question, right? So I think if you can probably drop some, draw some light on the social networks and why decentralization is important specifically in this category, and what is the most exciting thing that you think would change with the decentralization in social networks?
Yeah, I can take a stab at this first, and then I'll let Nick come in. Sure. Basically, right now, if you kind of like look at the social media landscape, you kind of have, right, like you have Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, as kind of like the entrenched incumbents, right? And all of the data sits in their databases, which kind of means that innovation in the space stops with them, right? So like questions around and like what the optimal feed algorithm should be, right? Like, should it be focused solely on the like engagement hacking, and like is advertising the only way to like monetize, right? Like, there's like no innovation kind of stops there. And then you also have like a handful of product managers at these large tech giants deciding what the whole world, basically what the whole world sees, right? And like what should be censored, what should not be censored. And these are like really, really tough questions that we think shouldn't just be like left to a handful of product managers at these companies. And our view is that if you put the data on chain, right, and give anybody in the world read or write access to that data, you allow anybody to kind of create a client or a view, right, that expresses their own kind of values on like what the optimal feed algorithm should be, what should be censored, what should not be censored, right? And like the way we envision this playing out is like eventually like GM puts their the data out all on chain, and anybody can read and write to that data, and then you'll have like a proliferation of clients. And hopefully like GM will be like the most popular out of all those clients. But like giving everybody the right to defect and express their own views and values and like experiment, you could have like a Darwinian approach to a lot of the hardest problems in social media. So that's what I find super compelling about it. And then also like there's a whole another aspect that like Web 2 companies just aren't making use of all the cool new Web 3 primitives we have, right? Like verified profile pictures, showcasing your NFTs on your profile, being like everybody now has like a bank account linked to their account, right? So like you can do cool things like pay DMs or like NFT swapping, or you could kind of like, there's just like so many different things you could build. And like, we're excited about that aspect as well. So it's kind of like those two things that I'm really most excited about like decentralized social network, and then also like a Web3 social network.
Yeah, and to echo that, you know, kind of one thing that Mike said in terms of product managers at these large Web2 incumbents having kind of, you know, full control over the product, building with the community of GM is something that we take very seriously. And, you know, Mike recently put, and Matt put out kind of the next, you know, month or so roadmap, where users can comment and give their ideas. And we think that just working towards that goal, building with them and helping them kind of, you know, figure out what the product should be like is, you know, in line with the ethos of Web3 social. Another kind of point that, you know, we've seen people really like and what we, you know, are having a lot of fun with as well is the Web3 primitives in social. So like Mike said, the NFT verification and the, you know, the ENS verification, like these are like very simple things, but people who are crypto native will certainly appreciate. And, you know, we've seen just really awesome responses to these things, and we're working towards continuously building these out as, you know, as these companies do kind of develop their own product and we can figure out how to embed it into GM. So, you know, this ethos of Web3 kind of being baked into the product from the start is something that, you know, it's been awesome to watch and awesome to be a part of.
Awesome.
Add on to that. Yeah. Sorry, I was just going to add on to that really quickly. Another area that we think is like ripe for like innovation is kind of like the take rates that a lot of these Web2 platforms have. Right now, all of these Web2 platforms capture all the value. So you could imagine something like Wall Street Bets, which has 10 million users in it, right? And it's so active, and like that's an extremely valuable community to create. And the creator of Wall Street Bets got nothing for creating that community. And Reddit captured all the value from that. And we think that's fundamentally wrong. We eventually want to, honestly, like in like the next like several months, is like create tools. So for example, that like allow like the moderators and the core contributors to that community to capture some of that value as well, right? Or honestly, like they should capture most of that value. And like GM would take like a small cut. Like, so you can imagine, for example, we have like a crypto news community, which we recently started focusing on. And like, it'll be extremely valuable to have all the top headlines of the day ranked by like upvotes. And then you can see interesting comments below it. But like the people who are contributing and like moderating that should be rewarded for that. So you can imagine like somebody like sponsors like a banner image or like a sponsored post within that community. And then some of those proceeds would go to like the contributors and the moderators of that community, right? So that's like another big aspect is like, it's Chris Dixon had a great thread on this called like your take rate is my opportunity, right? And where we think that like the pie is so massive that everybody could win, and like we want to like give the majority of the value to the users.
Got it. That's actually a great approach, and definitely following the ethos of you know, the Web3. And overall, if you look at the Ethereum ecosystem, right? Overall, every dApp, every project, every person, every builder, they follow these ethos, and I think they are very important in terms of guiding us towards building the products, right? Because a Web2 person or product managers, as you said, right, for them to understand why decentralization or why, you know, community, it's pretty difficult for them. Now, moving towards, you know, to the next question, right? So how do you think this will be able to, as we spoke, right? So how do you think, you know, they'll be able to change and impact how we interact and communicate, right? What we have seen and observed in the social networks before, you know, since Orkut, and then we had Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, it has completely changed our lives, right? Where do you think it will take it to the next level, you know, by being decentralized or being a Web3 native social network?
I can start this one, Mike.
Go ahead.
One kind of aspect of that that's, you know, one of the more clear use cases of decentralized social is like, you know, back to Mike's take rate or Chris Dixon's take rate concept, right? Like, let's say you're a YouTuber and you have 500 million subscribers and you're putting videos out every day. The only way you're actually getting paid, I think YouTube actually has some form of payment, but it's still a really, really low percentage of what you're actually earning for the company. You're making most of your money outside of your YouTube channel. You're making your money on, you know, influencer type stuff like brand sponsorships and appearances and stuff like that. Same thing with Twitter. You know, there's people out there with 700, 800,000 followers, millions of followers who are putting out very, very thoughtful threads that, you know, may lie elsewhere on Substack, but, you know, they're not making the money from having those 800,000 followers. They have to go outside of Twitter and have a Substack and put in extra work. And, you know, one of the kind of end goals of decentralized social and GM in general is to, you know, enable those people who are out here spending their time, spending their energy, building these communities and putting out, you know, thoughtful content on topics that they care about and being rewarded in the future. And, you know, that's all still kind of, you know, very, very gray area on how it's all going to shake out across a lot of these companies. But the main goal is to kind of help the person who's, you know, out on Reddit with a subreddit that has, you know, 10 million people in it, but is, you know, also has a day job on the side. And we think that the creator economy is going to benefit massively from decentralized social.
Awesome. Fons, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I think Nick did a great job of covering like how like it'll be different and like our main like differentiators versus like Web2 social networks. And then like I also think like social media is like there's a lot of value to it, like, right? Like, especially in the form of like information and connection, right? Like I've learned so much. I've learned more through like Twitter than I have like through like all my years of school. And then I've also like met more valuable people through Twitter, right? And like these communities, and like we hope to provide like a place for that as well.
Got it. I think Twitter has this I wouldn't say cloud, but I would say like, you know, the kind of crowd that it attracts, right? I think it's pretty different from other social networks or other platforms that are available. And overall, the value of this community pretty strong. Definitely, you have pointed out very right. So yeah. Thanks a lot, and I think let's move to the next question that we have connecting with that, right? So have you observed any growth or rise in decentralized social networks lately? I know you guys definitely have stats about GM, but overall, what has been the overall you know, reaction of the community? You know, are they liking it? How the overall attraction has been towards the product or overall social networks in Web3?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of really interesting projects that I'm following. I haven't really been, like, looking at stats, but, like, you have, like, projects like DSO, which is, like, taking, like, a different approach than we are. You have, there's things like Islands XYZ, There, and then like you have like Twitter's like Blue Sky Initiative. There's like a few like pretty solid like efforts. And like we kind of like welcome it. We think like the more the better, right? Like this is like such like an important societal problem that like the more people working and building in this space and like putting forth new ideas, the better.
Awesome. Nick, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty kind of scattered and nascent space right now, and there's people that are doing interesting things within a lot of subsets of social. There was one, I can't fully remember the name, I think it was like info dot something, but it was essentially like a wallet-to-wallet messenger app that was fully encrypted. And, you know, I don't know what their plans are at a company. I think it was created by Parallel, which is an NFT project. Obviously a talented team to be able to do that, but I think, you know, a concept like that is something that can then be integrated into a product like GM. And there's other, you know, other aspects that are kind of like a Web3 Pinterest, or I think it's called Kudos. There's one called Spaces, which is like another ENS messaging app. A lot of these companies are taking aspects of Web2 social and building in Web3. It's going to be interesting to see kind of where they all shake out in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. I think there's going to be a lot of consolidation, just as use cases kind of, you know, do well and other ones die. But yeah, I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch the space grow over time.
Got it. So that brings me to, you know, obviously we are talking about that we will be able to see some real great, you know, changes in the near time future. So that brings me to the next question, right? What is the future of decentralized social networks, or where do you think we all are heading towards?
View I outlined in the beginning. My view is that eventually you'll have like kind of like one main protocol that people read from. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you could kind of like, and then the views on top of that, like the mobile clients or like web clients on top of that can kind of like read from that data and write to. So you could imagine like creating like a protocol for GM, right? So like GM, right? Like you have like this upvote, you have the upvotes, you have the downvotes, you have the posts, you have the comments, right? And then you have like the social graph of like following, and you could imagine somebody can like interpret that differently. So, right, like when we put the data on chain and then somebody says like, hey, like, I know you guys like the Reddit, like threaded post model, but I actually like Twitter's model better, right? So they could ideally create like a view on top of that where they will say, you can, right? Like it'll be like an app you use, and then like it'll be restricted to like 256 characters or whatever Twitter's limit is, right? And then it will only read posts that are posts and comments that are 256 characters or less from the on-chain data, and only write and like put that character limit on all posts that they create, right? So you could, and then like instead of calling it upvote, you call it like a like or something like that, right? So because like once like the primitives are there, people can like express different views of like what the optimal social network would be, and that's my view of like how this will play out, is that you'll have like one main or it could just be like a few main apps that like put the data on chain, right? And then people will coalesce around some type of protocol for kind of like sharing that data. And then you'll have like a proliferation of clients on top of that, that like express different views on what the optimal form of social media should be, right? Or like just tackling different use cases. You could imagine like an Instagram one, right? Where like only posts with images are read from the chain and written to the chain, right? Like, so you could kind of, once you have the basic primitives in place, you could kind of have this proliferation of clients.
Got it. Nick, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I think Mike hit the nail on the head with kind of the actual, you know, crypto side of things and how, you know, data on chain can be, you know, changed and evolve over time. I know he spends a lot of time thinking about that and continues to blow my mind every time we talk about the topic. I think that just kind of from a user standpoint, you know, I think that GM and other products like GM will definitely flourish and continue to grow over the next couple of years. I think we're going to see, as crypto kind of starts to, you know, be adopted more globally, you know, in all kind of sectors of crypto, Web3 social is going to be more and more important. And I think the comparison between Web 2 social is going to be much more stark as, you know, people start to really kind of make names for themselves on these Web 3 platforms and really start to kind of change their lives. It's going to be interesting, and you know, definitely not a I can't see into the future here, but I think that the future of Web 3 social is going to be a lot bigger than people can even think of right now.
Got it. Awesome. So adding to that part, right, I just wanted to understand how the overall architecture or the overall execution part that you're thinking, right? So will it be probably off-chain, like completely off-chain, or you'll have some parts of it on-chain? And if you have it on-chain, how the process will work, and will you have L2 involved in it, or will you have something like protocols like Biconomy involved in it, which can basically make things gasless for the products?
So right now we've been communicating to our community is that we're following Jesse Walden and like A16Z, and like I think Balaji initially coined the term progressive decentralization. They have like a great essay on it, which basically outlines like this playbook where like it starts off like very centralized and then decentralizes over time, right? Like so, and we've kind of communicated to the community like this is our plan. So basically right now everything is built on like traditional Web2 architecture. Everything runs on AWS. We use like common right, like a Postgres database and like a Node.js server to read and write to that database. And our plan, our reasoning behind that is like you could start off like trying to do everything on chain, right? But like there's two drawbacks to that. Is A, like it's like 1,000 times harder from like a developer's perspective to like iterate and move fast on decentralized architecture. And then also it's like prohibitively expensive. Like I don't know if like people are gonna wanna pay any money to upvote content right now, right? Like so our view is like let's just focus on making something useful first, because if you don't build something useful, then the decentralization aspect doesn't really matter. And on Web2 architecture we just move so much faster, and like we think there's like so many use cases that like that are so interesting to build that like are compelling enough to start with, right? Like all the different Web3 primitives that we were talking about making use of before. So that's where we're starting, and we're trying to figure out like what the optimal version of this looks like and like navigate our way to product market fit. And then as soon as we have like product market fit and we could focus on like scaling and decentralizing, we will like, right? Like our plan is to like open source our code base, open up our API so that anybody can read and write to our, the, to that data, and then eventually put it on chain. And then the other added benefit of this is that, I have a very strong feeling that the best practices for putting data on chain will change dramatically over the next 12 to 24 months. Like what's considered best practice today will be just because of the pace of innovation in this space is so fast that it's actually to our advantage to kind of like wait and like see how the dust settles and then follow best practices after we've found that product market fit stage. But we'll continue to like be like we're doing everything we can to like run this at like in a decentralized way, like in terms of like getting input on like our roadmap and what we plan to build, and then like open sourcing our code base, and then like we're progressively decentralizing over time. And then that will, if you read like the full essay, eventually involves like exiting to the community, right? And right, and creating like the first like user-owned social network.
Got it. I think you have quoted it very nicely. I mean, like progressive decentralization is definitely being followed by a lot of products in Web3. And I think decentralization on the day one is definitely not something very much possible. And it definitely makes few things a little hard for developer on the developer side. And I think you, and I think that's the right way to go about it, right? At first, users won't be able to, or would probably not like to pay for their actions, right? So, you know, I think figuring out over the period would be a nice way to go about it. So I think that was great. It would be great if you can tell more about, you know, the product, the upcoming features, that you're looking forward to the people who are joined, who have joined us today? I think that would be a great addition to the overall, you know, chat. Yeah.
So over the next month or two, our immediate focus is on helping people build out their interest graphs, right? Which is basically who on the platform you should follow and which communities you should join. And there's a lot of cool things we could do there, right? Like you, like we could recommend communities or people to follow based on, like, because you share like the same NFT collection or something like that, right? Like, so that's like our focus. Because right now when you sign up, people don't really know, unless like I kind of like walk you through the onboarding process, people don't know who to follow, what communities to join. So that's like our immediate focus. And then after that, so after like a month or so of like the initiatives, we've also put like this entire roadmap out. If you go to the GM community, it's pinned to the top of that community. So you can see everything we plan to implement over the next month. And then after that, we want to like start incorporating more Web3 features, right? So you can imagine like doing like an NFT exchange for like a community, right? So like, for example, like the Bonsai community on here, right? That's run by like Zen NFT. It's kind of right now, like they generate all the interest to OpenSea's page for the buying and selling of Bonsai NFTs, and a 2.5% take rate goes to OpenSea. Whereas like, it's kind of unfair because like Zen NFT generates all the interest there. So you can match giving them the option to spin up their own NFT exchange within their community page on GM and allow people. And then when people kind of trade through that, instead of the take rate going to OpenSea, it goes to the, it's called Water DAO. It just goes to the community's treasury and like funds like ongoing operations. So like cool stuff like that, and like paid DMs, like NFT swapping, it will be like, really making use of like the Web3 primitives we have at our disposal will kind of come after like the polish and like helping people build out their interest gap stage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
And yeah. Sorry, you got a question or you want me to?
No, please go on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And kind of just rewinding a sec on what Mike said, you know, just because there are Web3 primitives that you could build GM on doesn't mean that, you know, you necessarily have to do it right now. I don't think that the person with the most decentralized tech stack is going to win. We've really spent a lot of time focusing on like how to make it just so fun to be in GM. And, you know, that happens through talking through everyone on Discord and having really, you know, in-depth chats, whether they're DMs on GM, which is a new feature, which is great, or kind of just talking in comments. And, you know, we spend a lot of time just focusing on things that would make it better. And I think the best way to do that is really just being on the platform. You know, I'm kind of reaching out to Mike and Matt every day, like, oh, this would be a great feature. Oh, I wish we had this. Oh, you know, this would be better if it was done this way. And, you know, we've come up with a ton of really exciting ideas, and Mike has done a really awesome job at kind of distilling them and sketching them out and putting them into the GM community for people to opine on. And, you know, I think that building something that people want is obviously goal number one here, and then really kind of pleasing them with the Web3 features that they're starting to become familiar with is kind of happening in tandem with it. And it's super exciting. I mean, like even one thing that we've kind of thought about just from a discovery standpoint is like you log in and you have, you know, 30 NFTs in your wallet, and 8 of those NFTs have people who've started communities on GM. You know, GM might be able to suggest, hey, you might want to join this community, or you might want to follow this person because they have a ton of rep and they have the same NFTs as you, and they talk about X, Y, and Z, which you might be interested in. And there's just so many ways to do this, you know, not invasively, of course, but just kind of, you know, leveraging things that are being in development right now that could, you know, that aren't available to be built in Web2.
Got it. So thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Fons. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you guys for your time. Thanks for listening to us. And hope you have fun on GM.
Definitely.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good day, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Take care.
See ya.
Yes.